With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Federal prosecutors have filed new charges against a Haver businessman for his alleged role in defrauding the Chippewa Cree tribe. Shad James Huston pleaded not guilty Tuesday to conspiracy to commit theft, theft from an Indian tribal organization, and wire fraud. Huston had pleaded guilty last August to theft, failure to file currency transaction reports, and bribery of a tribal official. However, he withdrew the pleas in March, saying prosecutors tried to punish him for crimes not included in the plea agreement. Huston's previous plea acknowledged he received $125,000 from the tribe in 2011 for $4,000 worth of road work and spent $25,000 to benefit the former chairman of the Tribal Business Committee. Prosecutors have alleged that key players in the conspiracy occasionally met at Huston's pawn shop in Haver to decide who would receive federal contracts and how large they had to be to cover kickbacks to tribal officials. Montana's largest mining company announced a tentative labor agreement with about 900 workers today, setting up a vote next week by union members bitter over recent pay raises for some executives. There'd be no wage cuts under the proposed deal between workers and Stillwater Mining, but some pay incentives for miners would change, said United Steelworkers International Union local president Scott McInnes. Stillwater operates the only two platinum and palladium mines in the U.S. beneath the Beartooth Mountains southwest of Billings. It employs roughly 1,600 people. With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. For the second day in a row, Montana's Republican representatives in Washington are blasting an Obama administration environmental initiative. Yesterday, it was new clean water rules proposed by the EPA. Today, it's new plans to protect sage grouse in 10 western states, revealed by Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. It's the federal government's biggest land planning effort to date for conservation of a single species. The proposal announced today would affect energy development. The regulations include locating oil and gas wells and power lines to avoid disrupting habitat for the greater sage grouse. The chicken-sized birds are found from California to the Dakotas, but their numbers have declined sharply in recent decades. Some warn they're at risk of extinction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service faces a court-ordered deadline of September 30th to decide whether the greater sage grouse needs protection as a threatened or endangered species. The new measures would apply to federal lands only. U.S. officials expect to adopt them by late summer. Montana Senator Steve Daines called the plan, quote, another Washington-driven one-size-fits-none policy, and he has serious concerns that it will have a detrimental impact on Montana's economy. Fellow Republican Ryan Zinke said, quote, once again, the Obama administration is undermining the authority of sovereign states to manage our own land, resources, and wildlife. Montana's lone Democrat in Congress, Senator John Tester, yesterday called for more federal funding for sage grouse conservation efforts, including those emphasizing cooperative agreements with private landowners. The parent company of the Missoulian newspaper has sued a former publisher and four former advertising employees, alleging they stole confidential client information from the newspaper to form a competing marketing agency. Lee Enterprises filed the lawsuit in Missoula County District Court on Tuesday. It seeks a court order to prevent former publisher Jim McGowan and the former employees from using trade secret information. The suit also asks the judge to prevent two marketing companies where McGowan works from soliciting business from existing or recent customers of the Missoulian or the Montana Marketing Group. McGowan left the newspaper in March. The defendant's attorney, Bob Terrazas, told the Associated Press the complaint makes, quote, largely inaccurate accusations against his clients. Jeffrey Roth, attorney for Lee Enterprises, did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment. State Auditor Monica Lindeen hit the campaign trail this week, announcing her bid to become Montana's next Secretary of State. Fellow Democrat Linda McCulloch currently holds that position. She was re-elected in 2012. Montana State University Billings political scientist Craig Wilson says the term-limited Lindeen loses nothing by getting an early jump on her campaign to replace McCulloch.
I think she thinks there might be some benefit to going first, try and raise some money. You're going to have to build your name identification. My guess is way less than half of Montanans know who the people are that hold these lesser statewide offices.
There's no U.S. Senate race next year in Montana, and the current Secretary of State, Auditor, and State School Superintendent will all be term-limited out of office. Wilson predicts a busy primary season.
I wouldn't be surprised to see contested Democratic and Republican primaries for all three seats because of the nature of being an open seat.
Monica Lindeen's deputy, Jesse Laslovich, announced last month his candidacy to fill Lindeen's current position. Governor Steve Bullock is also actively fundraising for his re-election campaign. The former director of operations for the old prison museums in Deer Lodge has been ordered to pay $136,000 in restitution for embezzling from the museums. The Montana Standard reports that a judge suspended all but 106 days of a 20-year sentence for Julia K. Brewer. Brewer pleaded guilty to felony forgery and theft by embezzlement last August. The 2016 election is still 18 months off, but Montana candidates for statewide office, Democrats in particular, are already jockeying for position and fundraising dollars. Montana State University Billings political scientist Craig Wilson says Montana Republican candidates need to start doing the same. Wilson wonders how the ongoing conflict between moderates and conservatives within the Montana GOP will play out during election season.
Have they gone about as far right as it's going to go, and is it going to start swinging back toward the middle? If you really think about it, over the last 3 or 4 months, there's been much, much, much less talk about Tea Party as Tea Party. But they do have that problem of a division within the party.
Montana GOP Executive Director Chris Shipp tells the Associated Press that Republicans contemplating running for statewide office are taking a, quote, measured and careful approach to next year's election. A 35-year-old Whitefish man is asking to withdraw his no-contest plea to an arson charge after the judge rejected a plea agreement that called for a 6-year deferred sentence and about $2,500 in restitution. James Wallace Langley was charged with felony arson after prosecutors said DNA evidence connected him to an October 2013 fire at the home of his former girlfriend. Langley entered his no-contest plea in January, but Allison said he wouldn't allow the sentencing recommendation because of the seriousness of the crime. The Flathead Beacon reports Langley filed a motion to withdraw his plea April 20th. Defense attorney Jack Quatman argued Allison displayed bias when he likened setting someone's house on fire to firing randomly into a house with an assault rifle. Flathead County prosecutors are opposing Langley's motion. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.